I recently spent some time reporting in Kingston, Jamaica. I've never been to the resorts. I wanted to go to the music center, the capital. And one of the must-do things there is to go to a sound system, one of the classic Kingston street parties. A few blocks of a street are closed off. A DJ sets up a bank or two or three of giant loudspeakers, and the tunes roll. These days, sound system DJs mostly spin dancehall, heavy stripped-down beats with a rapper or a toaster chanting over the top. But each Sunday in the neighborhood of Raytown, you can go back in time and still hear the oldies. Raytown has been putting on this sound system for more than 20 years. The party in Raytown doesn't really get started until about 1 in the morning, in other words, very early Monday morning. The crowd numbers at least 500, often reaching 1,000. Dancers from their 20s to their 60s shake it up in the middle of the street, and those who watch them or just shuffle their feet gather on both sides of the street like heaving crowds at a parade. There are no rules. People dress up and they dress down. Young men parade bouquets of ganja for sale. Every 20 feet is someone with a cooler of Red Stripe beer and soft drinks. Everyone is having fun, and it's the music that sets the mood. On this particular night, DJ Dice was spinning with his promotion team, Presto Mix. As I drove into Raytown, Dice was playing the 1961 hit, Raindrops, by Dee Clark. Later, he spun another American oldie that Jamaicans heard years ago, coming across the water from Florida radio stations. R&B singer Maxine Brown doing her version of Carole King's Oh No, Not My Baby.
When my friends told me you had someone new, I didn't believe a single word was true. I showed them all I had of faith in you. I just kept on saying, oh no, not my baby. Oh no, not my sweet baby. You're not like those other guys.
Now, here are two good examples I heard that night of how Jamaican musicians cross-fertilize their ska with American and British songs. I'll play them back to back. The first one is called Swing Easy by a group called the Soul Vendors. They were the session band at the famed Studio One recording house in Kingston. And every time I hear this tune, I can't believe my ears. See if you can name that Broadway show tune. That is a ska dub version of the Beatles' Norwegian Wood by the great Jamaican organist Jackie Mitu. And before that, as strange as it may sound, was a ska version of Fiddler on the Roof. One of the impressive things about Raytown is the community's solidarity. It's known for its strong community activism. Raytown is working class. It's not a slum, but there are open sewers and the homes are either covered with corrugated zinc sheeting or surrounded by it. The people who live there love Raytown, and so in the middle of the evening, Dice spun what I would call the Raytown theme. Not as old as the other tunes that night. This was a newer kind of schmaltzy expression of community spirit, courtesy of Dionne Warwick.
Keep smiling, keep shining, knowing you can always count on me.
DJ then played another tune that often makes an appearance on Sunday nights, Sam Cooke's A Change Is Gonna Come. Sam Cooke had dedicated this song to Martin Luther King Jr., and in Raytown that night, that association somehow filled the air with electricity.
I was born by the river in a little tent. Oh, and just like the river I've been running ever since. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes, it will. It's been too hard living, but I'm afraid to die. Was up there beyond the sky. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes, it will.
So that's the music from Raytown. Jamaican music has for years been built on a constant free borrowing of riffs and musical ideas. So I suppose it's fitting that I freely borrow excerpts from DJ Dice's mix that night.
Some scars screaming targets self tell you. Baba Rinka than the Baba Callahad, you know?
No, no, no.
We'll conclude with this dub version of one of my favorite Jamaican soul tracks, No No No, originally by 60s singer Dawn Penn. This one is called Screaming Target, and it's a classic by Big Youth from 1973.
And I bet you don't say no. No, no, why? No, no, nothing at all that you would say. Come on, I don't want to hear what you say.
The full list of these tracks and the CDs they came from can be found at theworld.org. On Monday and Tuesday, we'll feature two more stories about Jamaican music, how the old scene rose and fell, and another story about a place where Jamaican musicians are still being groomed. Our theme music was composed by Eric Goldberg. From the Nan and Bill Harris Studios at WGBH in Boston, I'm Marco Werman. Have a good weekend.
Come on down, don't you be too illiterate. Illiterate is a thing that you should.